Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts and ambiverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of the A-listers so that you get the recognition and opportunities that you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother's coach and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but they are not all the same format. If you're listening to this on the day it's released, it must be Friday. And this is a new content from Speak Up, and it's called A-List Charisma. And we are specifically teaching charisma secrets from the A-List of the A-List. And it's pure takeaway for you to incorporate in your life and to have a more charismatic weekend. And all in just over or around 5 minutes. Today's segment is inspired by UK actor and comedian John Cleese. And he's quite up in age, but he is an icon. He, of course, first shot to fame with Monty Python, Life of Brian, A Fish Called Wanda, and many other comedies and different theatrical productions. I'm taking five main points just from the introduction of a speech he made to a corporate business audience. Actually, it was a company that he helped found. But these five takeaways just from the introduction are going to help you start any speech, any presentation, any key message with demonstrated charisma. So, into it. The purpose of a charismatic introduction is to motivate your audience to listen. Keep that in mind. The introduction is both the most challenging part and the most important. It's challenging because sometimes you're not sure how to start, and that's when you're definitely the most nervous, and most people do it very badly. So here's a great opportunity for you, and I recommend that you get the first couple of sentences, only that part, memorized, and you'll be like butter on hot toast. All right. So first of all, number one, do not thank the audience for coming. That is not charismatic. That is needy. You can thank them for listening at the end, but don't kick off your talk with the fact that your audience showed up. That's just starting from behind. But if you want a default sentence that you can plug and play for any talk, no matter where you're speaking, you can say, I'm happy to be here with you today. I'm excited to be here. It's great to be here. Do that, but don't thank them for showing up. All right, so now I'm going to read just one sentence because that illustrates my second point. And this is the first sentence. You know, when Video Arts asked me if I'd like to talk about creativity, I said, no problem. No problem, because telling people how to be creative is easy. It's only being that's difficult. This is his first sentence. And he personally connects to the topic, and that generates both influence and credibility with warmth, which is in definition of charisma. And so I'm giving you a template pulled out from that. So you can say, when so-and-so asked me to talk about fill in the blank, I thought, or I said, fill in the blank. That immediately connects you with your audience, because they know that you have a personal connection to your topic. Tomorrow, I am speaking to a group of botanical garden CEOs, like the New York Botanical Garden and Smithsonian, Brook Green Gardens, all these leaders of botanical gardens. I'm getting to talk to them tomorrow. And I'm going to start off my speech by saying, when Paige asked me to come and talk to you about communication, I did a happy dance. I said, thank you, Jesus. I love to be with plant people. You know, I'm connecting to them immediately, and I have worked with plant people before. When so-and-so asked me to talk to you about X, I responded Y. Bam, that's your first sentence. Number three, lightly insert credibility. Don't tell them about your multiple college degrees. Nobody cares, or they may care, but it's not charismatic. It's intimidating. Cleese, in his second sentence, I'm not going to read it to you, but he just mentions that he spent 25 years studying credibility. So if you have one little factoid like that that connects you to the topic, you can bring it in into the introduction. Number four, be conversational. Don't be conversational only in the introduction, though, but for sure, it's just like you're talking to somebody. Don't use too fancy of words. You don't want to make it hard to understand. Just be conversational. And finally, you can keep blending credibility with personal connection. And that is the essence of charisma. And I'm going to read one more sentence from this talk. This is the third sentence in the speech. What's more, a couple of years ago, I got very excited because a friend of mine who runs the psychology department at Sussex University, Brian Bates, showed me some research on creativity done at Berkeley in the 70s by a brilliant psychologist named Donald McKinnon, which seemed to confirm the most impressively scientific way all the vague observations and intuitions that I'd had over the years. Okay, so he's giving credibility, but he didn't do the research. He didn't even find the research. It was a friend. He's letting people know there's research that backs up what he's going to say, but he didn't do it. It came from a friend of his. So again, that's warmth, that's personal connection, and that's credibility. And that is the essence of charisma. So you keep blending those two factors. So just to recap, and we're going to close this. Number one, don't thank them for coming. Number two, connect to your topic. And I suggest you can use the template. When they asked me to speak about X, I said Y. Lightly insert credibility. Four, be conversational. And five, keep blending credibility and personal connection. So that's it for today. Have a great weekend. If you need some more communication goodness, please visit our website at www.speakupwithlaura.com. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.